Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Two big stories that I got to lead off with, and I'm going to cover both of them. Get your pen and paper ready because you're going to want to take notes on this. Story number one, Hunter Biden is now finally coming front and center. I don't care about Hunter Biden. I care about the president of the United States of America, the big guy. And House GOP is now seeking the Hunter Biden bank records from the Treasury Department that have been basically blocked with the last leadership. The House GOP now trying to get those documents, and there's reasons why I'm going to tell you. Also, House Oversight Committee Chairman is not just seeking the financial records, but also now looking into much of what was on the actual laptop that talks about the corruption of the president, now president of the United States of America. Again, significant information here. Now, before we even get into that, there is something else that has happened, and that is a second batch of documents, classified documents to be exact, to be specific, have been found that no one knew about connected to Joe Biden's time as the vice president. Now, let me also just lay the groundwork for this by saying the Department of Justice's Merrick Garland, right, the attorney general, named a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump after they raided his home at Mar-a-Lago, finding, quote, classified documents that they knew were there, that they'd had conversations about, and that's what they did. Now, Joe Biden has a big problem, classified documents he's had for years and years and years. And there has been no special counsel named to investigate Joe Biden. Weeks after the Biden classified documents were, in fact, discovered. So if you want to talk about the timeline here, there is a precedent for the DOJ handling this in the way they did it with Donald Trump. That precedent is not being used when it comes to Joe Biden. The question now is, when did he know? And I'm referring to the attorney general. These Biden documents, we also now know, were found before the midterms, which means it looks like he covered up the corruption on behalf of his, quote, boss, the president of the United States of America. Now, let's talk about this second batch of documents. The reason why this could be a big problem is back in 2018, okay, Joe Biden said this to Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC.
Look, here's my understanding, and I don't know. I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't get briefed every morning by the agency.
Did you hear that? I don't have access to classified documents anymore. Well, that was a lie back in 2018 because he had in his possession classified documents. We now all know this. This is just like Joe Biden coming out saying, I've never had conversations with my son about his business dealings. We know that was a lie. Well, now Joe Biden aides have, quote, discovered more classified documents at a separate location. This is problematic because, one, you lied and said that you didn't have any. Now you found some more. And two, you acted like the first location was so secure and perfect, even though clearly it was not. Well, what about this next location? Well, NBC News now reporting that Joe Biden's aides have discovered more classified documents in his possession at a different location, according to the new report. The report does not say where or when the new documents were discovered, but it is clear that the White House is attempting to clean up Biden's records ahead of a possible run for re-election in 2024, especially knowing what's happened with Donald Trump. The quote, newly discovered documents are from a location separate from the private office connected to a University of Pennsylvania think tank that Biden had in Washington, D.C., that had millions of dollars in donations coming from the Chinese communist government for this university, Biden Center. This is separate from where the first batch of classified information was, quote, discovered. Now, there's also a lie here. I brought this up yesterday, and I'm going to say it again because I do believe this is an important point that we really need to be talking about. Remember when they were trying to clean this up and what they said? They said that lawyers were packing up his office. Lawyers are not movers. I do not believe for a moment that lawyers were actually packing up. I believe probably some staffer, some aide was packing up, saw some documents that had markings that said classified or top secret. They said, oh, crap. They called the lawyers and they said, all right, now the lawyers are going to pack everything up and that will fix everything and we'll undo it this way. That's my gut here. I just want to be clear about this. All right. I believe that this is what actually happened. I don't buy for a moment that Biden employs lawyers by the hour to be movers. I don't believe anybody, by the way, actually would do that. That would be incredibly expensive and really, really stupid. Why would you do that? I've never seen a single ad for an ad for a moving service that is done by lawyers. Again, if you believe this stuff, you're an idiot. It's the only way I know how to describe it. You're an idiot. Now, that was the second part of the lie. The third part of this lie, again, is that, oh, these are the only documents. Okay, we know now that's not true. Oh, they're only in a secure location. Oh, it was totally fine, this location. And then they try to imply it's right next to the White House, somehow implying that the Secret Service, the White House, was protecting these documents from falling into the wrong person's hands. Again, this is a huge problem, folks. So now they found more. Oops. And then you go back to Joe Biden. Joe Biden also lied back in 2018 saying, I don't have access to top secret documents.
Look, here's my understanding, and I don't know. I don't have access to classified information anymore. I don't give.
That's a lie. I don't have, as he described it, access to classified information anymore. Yes, you do. You have it in your office. Says now plural, not singular. All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free, plus you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Now, this is going to be a big problem, I think, for not just the DOJ, but the special prosecutor who is going after Donald Trump. How do you indict Donald Trump? And they have every intent of indicting Donald Trump and not indict Joe Biden for doing the exact same thing. Can we just talk honestly about that conundrum now for the DOJ? Now, there's also a part of me that says they don't give a crap. And they may just say, we don't care. There's also another part of this, and that could be that Democrats say, all right, let's use this now as a catalyst to offload Joe Biden because we know it's going to be impossible or extremely hard to get him reelected. Maybe this is the way you kind of move him out to pasture. He's had a lot of screw-ups lately. He's had a lot of gaffes. He's had a lot of oopses. He's had a lot of bad moments. And there's a majority of the American people now that believe, right, of voters, believe that he is corrupted, that he is the big guy, and that he should be investigated for all of the corruption with his involvement with foreign offices, with foreign bad actors, with our adversaries like Russia and China. So you find more documents now. How long are you going to fight on his behalf? Now, Biden claimed that he was, quote, surprised that classified documents were found in his possession, repeating he was ignorant of their contents, saying, quote, I was briefed about this controversy and surprised to learn that there are any government records that were taken there to that office. He's shocked by this. Biden was reacting for the first time during a news event, a press conference in New York and Mexico City. He said, quote, I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. So again, I don't know anything. I'm just a former vice president, now the president. I didn't even know I had these documents. Well, that doesn't bode well for you either. Now, Biden also revealed again that there were, quote, boxes of documents that were turned over to the archives. So not a document, boxes, his words, of documents. That means it's a lot of documents. The White House had stonewalled any additional information about the documents that were first discovered just days before the midterm elections, and there was no leak. White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre refused to even confirm whether Biden's aides were searching his other properties to see if they had or they contained classified documents. Now, this is just a really dumb, unforced error by the Biden family, but I wouldn't expect them to take care of classified documents based on how they didn't take care of their laptops, based on how many people had emails and documentation of their corrupt and shady business dealings with bad actors around the world. So this actually makes sense. Now, CNN also went into another aspect of the story saying, all right, well, maybe this is a, maybe we'll get rid of like two bad actors at the same time. Maybe Joe Biden and Donald Trump could both have a special counsel over the handling of classified documents, and maybe they will both be indicted. Would that be good for Democrats to get rid of Joe Biden while also getting rid of Donald Trump? The answer is they'll make that trade. Absolutely, they will make that trade. They will make that trade.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. You got to understand, too, that there's another problem for the president. And not only do I think maybe the media is more than happy and the Democratic Party is happy to make a trade like, hey, let's indict both of them. We get rid of our problem in Joe Biden. And then we also get rid of the other problem, which is Donald Trump. I believe they will make that trade. I think they would consider that like a very successful day because Joe Biden is a useful idiot that is no longer useful for them. Right. Like that's the truth about Joe Biden. But even Joe Biden has got another problem in just the way that he was describing his involvement with these documents. Now, this was before the second batch came out. Right. We found some more in another location. Right. Before that even broke, the president was botching it. He was trying to stay on point, and he even screwed that up. Listen to the very end of this. And I mean, listen to everything he says, but especially the end of it. Listen.
Let me get rid of the easy one first. People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously. When my lawyers were clearing out my office at the University of Pennsylvania, they set up an office for me, secure office in the Capitol. The 4 years after being vice president, I was a professor at Penn. They found some documents in a box in a locked cabinet, or at least a closet. And as soon as they did, they realized there were several classified documents in that box. And they did what they should have done. They immediately called the archives, turned them over to the archives, and I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives. And we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon. And there'll be more detail at that time. The first question now, I forgot.
He answered the first question, y'all. And the first question he answered was a question that he posed to himself, and then he can't remember what the first question was, which he just answered. He also tells you they did exactly what they're supposed to do, and he wants you to believe that he hires lawyers as a moving company. Now, why would you hire lawyers to move you unless you thought that there was a bunch of classified documents? Or could it be that you just had normal lawyers, or I should say normal staffers or movers, and they're like, oh crap, we just found some classified stuff, and they said, everybody leave. And then you hire lawyers to be your movers? Nobody hires lawyers to be a mover. And then he does what is stupid. You don't say this is the only place where these documents would be if, in fact, it's not the only place these documents would be. And he's like, oh, well, that's it. No, it's not. 24 hours later, more documents come out. Oh, girl, hey, man. Well, then that goes back to the media narrative here. CNN, Jake Tapper, right there, most trusted guy on TV. The sanctimonious Jake Tapper. He comes out and is like, well, now that, you know, the attorney general may have to have a special prosecutor, maybe for Joe Biden. Hey, maybe we could get rid of Joe Biden and Donald Trump. This could be fun for us. Media is ready to move on from Biden. Media thinks Biden's an idiot. They believe that he's cognitively declined to the point of not being able to be the president of the United States of America. Sure as hell shouldn't run for re-election. But they can't say that. But if you get rid of him and Donald Trump, that is a massive win. That is a massive win for the Democratic Party. Because they don't give a crap about Biden. They're afraid Biden's going to lose, folks. They are terrified. I mean, absolutely terrified that Biden is going to lose. They are so afraid that this thing with Biden is going to just turn into this terrible moment. So be ready for that and understand that. This is it. This is what they want to do. So listen to the media. Almost get excited and float. This isn't Fox. This isn't Newsmax. This is CNN.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is now weighing whether to open a full-blown criminal investigation after 10 classified documents were inappropriately transferred and then found in a private office used by Joe Biden after he served as vice president and before he launched his 2020 campaign. We do not know who had access to these classified documents for the 6 years they were in that private office. CNN senior justice correspondent Evan Perez joins me now live. Evan, what do we know about any next steps here?
Well, Jake, you know, one of the big questions that hangs over this is whether the attorney general should order a full-scale investigation, a full-blown investigation of this now that the preliminary work review was being done by John Lausch, the Trump appointee U.S. attorney in Chicago. Now that has been completed. Lausch has briefed the attorney general and the leadership at DOJ. And so now the attorney general has to decide what are the next steps. And those, of course, could include just launching a new full-scale investigation. It also could be appoint a special counsel to look at this, Jake. And you know, of course, there's already a special counsel looking at the handling of classified documents and investigations of Donald Trump. There's still John Durham out there. We're starting to joke that the Department of Justice is the Department of Special Counsels. So this is something, obviously, that is a very big concern for the White House. They do not want to see a special counsel in this. They'd like to see this wrapped up instead.
And Evan, the leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Democrat and Republican, has sent a letter to the Director of National Intelligence asking for access to these documents, a bipartisan request. Is that normal procedure?
It is normal procedure. I mean, you certainly saw that, I think, on the Senate side during the Trump administration. You saw an effort to try to be bipartisan in investigating the handling of things like this. What you often see, Jake, a different story in the House. And what you might see here is that the intelligence community is involved with this effort to see whether any sources and methods may have been exposed or damaged as a result of the handling of these documents. Of course, Jake, you know that putting these documents in a place where they weren't necessarily up to the standards of security at a private office here in Washington is something that is very, very concerning to the intelligence community. So before this is wrapped up, the FBI, the intelligence community will want to know who might have had access to those offices. Also, are there any documents anywhere else that Joe Biden has not accounted for?
All right, Evan Perez, thank you so much. CNN's Caitlin Collins is here to discuss it.
I mean, this is amazing, right? They go through this way, and they tell you all this at CNN. And they're like, oh, well, all right, well, this is where, you know, this is a big deal. And they're acting like this is some significant moment. And then they float the idea. Well, maybe they should both be indicted for this. Maybe we can just get rid of that one. Move on. We'll bring in our new folks. This could be amazing. That might be the secret weapon that we've all been missing.
How does the Biden White House see all of this, especially the possibility you just heard Evan discuss of a new special counsel specifically about him.
Well, they definitely don't want a special counsel. They don't think it warrants a special counsel. They have been working, you know, basically 24/7 since this came out to draw the distinction between what's happening in the Trump case and what is happening here, mainly in the number of documents and also in the efforts that Trump took to resist the efforts to get them back in the possession of the federal government. Now, as Evan noted, there is really important. We don't fully know what it is when it comes to the numbers and what the content is of these documents when it comes to President Biden and what he took when he left office. And so the White House is working to draw that distinction, but it's not up to them if they have a special counsel. It's up to the Attorney General. And you can already see he is trying to make clear that this is not political by putting the U.S. attorney appointed by Trump in charge of this review. And so it's still a big question, even for them, if this does ultimately lead to a special counsel. It would be a headache for them because it would kind of make it look more similar to the Trump case because they would both have a special counsel.
Well, that could be problematic. No, 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 no. This is like the perfect scenario. We get rid of our problem and we get rid of Donald Trump in a trade where we say, hey, we've been trying to figure out how to get rid of Joe Biden, and understand they have been. Okay, the biggest thing that happened that was negative for them was the midterms not going to the Republicans in the House and the Senate, because then it was like, well, crap, we cannot now just say off with Joe Biden and move on to the next generation. Right? Like that they now can't do. So from their perspective, they're looking at this saying, how do we move away from him? How do we get rid of him? How do we say, see ya? Here's your opportunity. And then they know the other problems that are coming, which brings me to the second story that I mentioned earlier. It is official now that the Hunter Biden investigation has really, and the Joe Biden investigation in reality, has now kicked into high gear. The House Republicans are now seeking the Hunter Biden bank records from the Treasury Department. The Oversight Panel Chairman Comer demands documents from the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Comer is also seeking testimony from three former Twitter executives. Republicans wasting no time, part of what they promised, the investigation of President Joe Biden. Yes, that includes his son Hunter, because he's the guy that's the bag man. They demand that the Treasury officials turn over documents tied to foreign banking and his business transactions that were flagged for suspicious activity reports known as SARs. Now that they are in control of the House, they're saying to the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, you've got to produce any and all suspicious activity reports or SARs used by banks to flag what they deem suspiciously large transactions involving Hunter Biden and other Biden family members. They also want former Twitter executives to testify and answer questions about alleged suppression of information about the Biden family. Quote, now that Democrats are no longer have one party rule in Washington, oversight and accountability are coming. That's what Representative James Comer of Kentucky, the new chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Accountability, said in a statement released today. The investigation of the Biden family business dealings is just one of the multiple inquiries that Republicans are now planning over the next 2 years. Biden, by the way, and the White House have been preparing for such a moment. His advisors are counting on federal agency staff, congressional Democrats, and a revived outside group of help to counter these new probes. The White House called the committee action a, quote, partisan stunt. I was in D.C. yesterday. Actually, I was there today, and this was all that anybody was talking about on Capitol Hill. In their first week as a government majority, House Republicans have now not taken any meaningful action to address inflation and lower Americans' costs. Well, I guess that means that they're admitting failure, right? Democrats apparently are admitting our policies sucked really bad, but the Republicans haven't come up with the better policies than we had. Or are we expecting them to fix the problems that we created for the country? That, if you want to have an honest headline, that would be it. They don't like where this is going. They can't stand it, folks. I personally think that Democrats are saying, how do we offload Biden quickly? And this may be the way to do it. Lindsey Graham, by the way, stumbled when he was pushed by Fox News anchor to address the differences between Biden and Trump in the classified documents situation, saying, "So it's pretty frustrating right now." Well, maybe that's just because the fact is neither of these people might have actually done that anything to put national security at risk. The only difference is in these two is the way the media is acting and the media is responding to them. One other thing. Donald Trump has now called for a probe into the intelligence community's role in online censorship, saying the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family in a new video.
The now famous Twitter files have proven beyond all doubt that the corrupt officials at the FBI have been coordinating a massive censorship, surveillance, and propaganda campaign against the American people, and frankly, against me. In the most recent and notorious example, the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family's criminality. They worked so hard to stop it from coming out, and the corruption prior to the 2020 election. They didn't want any bad information to come out about the Biden family. The fix was in, the election was rigged. But the censorship of the laptop from hell is only the beginning of the story about the weaponization of government against free speech. We must have free speech in our country. We must have a fair and free press. As recent reporting shows, the FBI and other rogue agencies have been systematically colluding with former national security officials placed in high positions at Twitter and very likely other companies to advance their censorship regime, which is really, in this case, to steal an election. This anti-American effort, and a very illegal effort at that, has been working to silence dissenting opinions on COVID and crucial issues on public health and on the election and elections in the future. They suppress doctors and health experts who dared to question approved public health narratives. They censored voices who criticized school closures, lockdowns, and mandates, and they even banned people simply for stating proven scientific facts. And anything bad about China, they didn't want out. But anything bad about Biden and the Biden crime family, and that's what it was, just look at the laptop from hell, they didn't want that coming out under any circumstances. What they wanted coming out was anything bad about your favorite president, me. Anything bad about Trump, put it out, even if it's not true. But this all had nothing to do with science. This had nothing to do with saving lives. It had everything to do with politics or a sick ideology. This was about government working with powerful corporations to seize power over you, the American people. And we can't let that continue. The Twitter files prove that we urgently need my plan to dismantle the illegal censorship regime. A regime like nobody's ever seen in the history of our country, or most other countries for that matter, to prosecute the perpetrators for their crimes and to restore free speech for all Americans. So important. We need a free press. We need free speech. We need fair elections. And we need borders. The new Congress should immediately hold hearings to investigate the role of the FBI and other federal agencies in censoring lawful speech. Congressional leaders should promptly issue subpoenas in furtherance of this goal. The revelations also highlight why my proposal to end the revolving door between the deep state, and there is a deep state indeed, I wasn't a believer, but everybody's a believer right now, and the tech tyrants is so important. There must be a 7-year cooling off period before any employee of these powerful agencies is allowed to take a job at a major platform. When I'm president, we will take back our freedoms. We will take back our country.
We will take back our freedoms. We'll take back our country, he says. Now, obviously, this is about his campaign. But there's a lot in here that he said that is absolutely not about his campaign. That's about right and wrong. And I think you're hearing that from him saying, look at the hypocrisy. Look at this double standard. And I can't say Donald Trump is wrong on this. He's right. And the media now is doing everything they can to look the other direction on this. It's disgusting. And we have to keep pushing forward. All right. We're going to keep covering both of these stories because we're going to get a lot more on this and we'll have it all for you tomorrow. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast, hit that auto download button, and I will see you back here tomorrow morning. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.